Kais Saied, the Tunisian president, is introducing a new constitution, put it for vote at the referendum, because this has been always his political project since he started. The political system is going to move to mainly a presidential system, that is, the president is really executive power. Even the prime minister is going to be chosen by the president regardless of legislative elections. So it's really high concentration of power within the president's hand. The constitution is going to have a new point, which is a little bit controversial. The relationship between religion and state. Usually we Tunisians agreed that in the first clause of the constitution, we would have that the Tunisian state is Islamic. Kais Saied introduced something new. He introduced in Article 5 something about the objectives and goals of Islam. And he mentioned 5 goals of Islam. So for some, this has been seen as a more Islamicized version of the state. And this is in accordance with the conservative background of Kais Saied. Kais Saied is deeply conservative. He's even competing with political Islam on the same electorate. One of the most controversial issues is the way Kais Saied defines the different powers, but specifically the judiciary power. When we look back at the last months, his quarrel with the judiciary, his tendency to limit their power to intervene in the judiciary, that's an indication of this expanding position of the executive power in this constitution. One other goal is, and it goes in accordance with his populist ideology, is that the state should serve the people. And his socialist, semi-socialist view of the economy is meant to be implemented by this political system. We cannot say that it's already an authoritarian system, but it's providing the right ingredients for an authoritarian system to develop. I wouldn't be surprised if we find a yes with 80-90%. And here, this does not mean a total support for the very simple reason of how many people are gonna participate. There are signs and indications that the majority of people are not really interested in these political reforms. As long as Kais Saied is not going to tackle the economic and social challenges, the support towards him is going to be limited, and we may see signs of social backlash and social contestation of his legitimacy.